Thank you. It's good to be with all y'all here tonight. Pray the Lord will bless. Thank you very much for our dear friend, Brother Kim's prayer. And we're certainly remembering those who were mentioned. I want to turn to the Gospel according to Luke in the 8th chapter, first verse. And it came to pass afterward that as he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. That sounds like a good time to me. I like to have been there. Imagine the Lord preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom. That sounds like church to me. You got the Lord, he's in charge, 12 apostles, they're with him. Then we read in verse 2, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmity, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. I've always been interested in this person in the Bible called Mary Magdalene. The world has a lot to say about what she was, who she was, what was her character, and things like that. I like to stick to the Bible and see what the Bible says. But at the same time, I'd like to mention my wife and I have been watching this presentation about the life of Christ on television called The Chosen. And ordinarily, I would not recommend a Hollywood presentation of the life of Christ. Everyone I've seen has, I don't know, just, well, they weren't any good. Except this one. Now, this one, I haven't seen anything that I would just completely disagree with. As a matter of fact, there have been some things that they presented that I thought upon watch, well, that's not right. And then I went to the Bible, found out I was wrong, they were right. Now they filled in some gaps with some characterizations, but we'll give them that. I highly recommend it. At least, you know, we've seen the first three seasons. The fourth is coming out. We'll see how that goes. But up until now, I think it's top shelf. One thing and one character in that show is Mary Magdalene. And I like that it presents her in a way that I felt like that's probably pretty accurate. Because I've seen her depicted in other Hollywood shows, and it's not what I thought. It's not what I think the Bible says. But if God would bless, I'd like to talk to y'all a little bit about this precious soul named Mary Magdalene. She's introduced to us in Luke chapter 8. It didn't say that she was a woman of ill repute. Never says that in the Bible. Some folks say that, some show that. Bible doesn't say that. It says that she had seven devils. She was possessed of seven evil spirits. You look at those in the Bible that had evil spirits, their life was horrible. Think of Legion, this man named Legion. He had many, many devils in him. They chained him up. He broke the chains. He dwelt among the tombs. He was a wild man. People were afraid of him. But the Lord cast out those demons, and we read that they saw him and amazed that he was clothed and in his right mind. There was a young boy that had a devil. I don't know if it was more than one, but we know there was one. And talked about him. He would cast himself into the fire to take his own life. That father, that boy was just beside himself with grief. The Lord cast that devil out. Can you imagine the life Mary had before the Lord came upon her. Can you imagine the horror of life and what people thought of her? I can't just looking at it in the scriptures, what they say, it was a terrible, terrible existence. But it's not in the scriptures, the account where he healed her, but it says that he did in Luke chapter 8, verse 1. And it seems to me that after that experience with the Lord, where she was made whole, that she dedicated her life to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And she served him, as far as I can tell, faithfully. Nothing is mentioned of her in his ministry, yet I get the idea that she was with him. And that show that I mentioned depicted her being healed at the very beginning of the Lord's ministry. And that's when I told Sister Leslie, I said, I don't think that's right. I think she came upon the scene much later. But we'll read directly a scripture that proves that show said, no, she was right from the get-go, from the rip. She was right there with the Lord in his days in Galilee when his ministry began. So for 3.5 years, Mary Magdalene was there serving him in her own way, being an ambassador for him. And her faithfulness is unparalleled among even the apostles, in my opinion. She's one of my favorite characters. I want to be like her. I want my faith to be like this dear sister. The next thing that we see about her is found in John chapter 19. This is at the cross, at the end of the Lord's ministry. He's on the cross right now. The only apostle that I know that was at the cross was the apostle John. I don't know if Peter was there, it didn't say, Andrew. John's brother James. John was there. He's writing about it himself in his gospel in chapter 19, verse 25. Said, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, Mary Magdalene. Faithful. Peter was accused of being a follower of Christ, and he denied the Lord. He denied him 3 times. He had told the Lord, I'll be faithful to you even until death. And yet, when his life was in jeopardy, he denied even with cursing. Wept in shame when he heard the cock crow that the Lord said, that's going to happen. You're going to deny me 3 times, Peter. Weeping in shame. Where's everybody else? But he'd even told them that this very thing would happen. He told them, I'm going to be put to death. Were they afraid? I can't say anything. I'd be worse than all of them, I'm afraid. But the Lord's mother was there. And her sister was there. The Apostle John, the apostle that Jesus loved, Mary Magdalene, was there from the very beginning, standing at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, hearing the words that he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Heard his speech to the thief. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. heard what he said to John about his mother. Behold thy mother, and to his mother, behold thy son. I get the idea that the Apostle John took the mother of Christ away. I can't prove this, but I see this in my mind as they walk away. There's faithful Mary standing alone there by her Savior. I hope, friends, I can't say that I would, but I hope that if the world was against our Lord, that I would be one that stand up and says, I'm for him. No matter what popular opinion or conventional wisdom or the headlines or whatever, we ought to obey God rather than men. I hope that if I'm ever there in that circumstance, I would quit myself like a man and be strong. Here's Mary standing faithful with her Lord. Next time we see her is found in the Gospel according to Mark in the 15th chapter. This is after the Lord had spoken to his mother and to the Apostle John. Mark chapter 16, verse 37, Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that, he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph, and Salome. She was there when he gave up the ghost. Read the next verse in parentheses. Who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. That tells us she was there from the beginning. And not only that, she ministered unto him. She cooked for him. Whatever else that means. Whatever direction, whatever thing he said, I need you to do this, Mary. She did it. She was the minister of Christ. She ministered to Christ. Now, friends, that kind of opens up something to me about ministry. A lot of times we think, wow, we're ministers of Christ. How about being a minister to Christ? What does the Lord require of us? That's a faithful ministry. Otherwise, we're just doing what the people want. We're not, we're feeding the flock of God, amen. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, amen. But at the same time, all of us, in our own way, are not just, we're ministering to each other, but we're ministering to our Lord. Lord, what do you need? Now, you say, well, the Lord doesn't need anything. Well, what can I do for you? Or as the Apostle Paul, what will thou have me to do? Mary gave the answer. Whatever he saith unto you, do it. That's ministry to the Lord. Isn't that nice? I mean, he washed the disciples' feet. Wouldn't it have been nice if somebody had washed his feet? Oh, wait a minute. Somebody did, didn't they? I think of two women. They washed his feet. That'd been fine. That'd been all right. Well, Brother Dave, the Lord's up there in heaven. How do we do that? Well, we'll go full circle. If you've done it unto these, the least of my brethren, you've done it also unto me. Well, then let's just serve one another. And that's how we serve the Lord. That just hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm serving the Lord. I'm not serving for the Lord. I'm serving the Lord. I'm bringing him a cold glass of water. I'm bringing him something to eat. I'm washing his feet. I'm doing whatever he says do. That's a good life. Says she followed him and ministered unto him. Our Lord just gave up the ghost. We read on in Mark, Joseph of Arimathea, he went and asked for the body of Christ. Went to Pilate. Pilate gave him leave. He took the body of Christ down from the cross. And he and Brother Nicodemus took that body to Joseph's new tomb. And there they ministered unto him. A lot of people say, oh, well, if I could be in the Bible, I'd like to hear this, I'd like to be there, be this and that. I like to have been there with Joseph and Nicodemus. What did they say? What was going on in their heart? What were their meditations as they took the body of Christ, which was broken for many, and treated him with that respect? Whereas the Jews and the Romans would have thrown him to the dogs. I'd like to have been there to give him that respect. But you know, as those two brethren were there in that tomb, you read in Mark chapter 16, verse 47, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid. Oh, why, Joseph and Nicodemus, y'all weren't alone. Y'all had some spies. There are two women watching y'all, marking the place where you laid him. They had designs. You know what? They were going to come back there. They were going to come back. They wanted to know where was he? Where were they going to take him? That's the place. Okay. They watched them take the body of Christ into that tomb. I wonder what these two women were saying. Well, read on. Read on in verse chapter 16 in Mark. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. This was Easter Sunday, the first day of the week. They came to anoint a dead body. Well, they were going to be happily surprised. We don't need to wonder what they thought. The Bible tells us. In verse 2, it says, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? You know, a lot of folks are worried about that. If I may kind of use this as a point, we got to get to Christ. But we got a stone in front of us. We gotta roll that stone away. No, you don't. You don't need to worry about that. I remember one time when I was young and I was sick and missed church. So my mother made me watch some religious program. I'm kind of glad she did because it gave me a good point. I remember it was the Sunday before Easter. They were doing this Easter program and they were doing a dramatic presentation of the rising of Christ. Resurrection of Christ. They couldn't have gotten it more wrong. Oh, they had Mary there. She is at the sepulcher. But that stone was still in front of it. And she walked up to it and she heard a voice. I need you to help me get this stone out of here. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. And I remember she pulled and he pushed and they got that stone out of the way. Can you believe that, friends? He don't need our help. As a matter of fact, he'd already risen. He didn't need that stone rolled away to get out of that grave. I think he just rose right in that grave, went straight on up, my opinion. You know why we need that stone? That stone needs to be rolled away. You don't want to know why? You want to know why? So we can look in and witness and affirm, wow, he really is risen. But when you get there, that stone has already been taken out of the way. That's what it says. It says, when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. What? Who did that? Did the Roman? Were the Romans? Did Jesus? I kind of think maybe the angels did. I don't know. Friends, you don't have to help the Lord get resurrected. You don't have to help the Lord's resurrection apply to you. There's no stone in the way that you got to help the Lord. It's free and clear, friends. Any barriers there, you put them there. You're dirty. I want you to look with your mind's eye. Look up. There's no stone there. Now let us be like these women, like these sisters. What are y'all gonna do? If you're there with Mary, what are you gonna do? I'll tell you what I do. I do exactly what they did. And entering into the sepulcher, whoa, you read that? They won't walk right on in. You betcha I would. They enter in the sepulcher. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And I love this. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Amen. That's one of my favorite scriptures. He is risen. Amen. And he is not here. Thank God he's not there. Because if he's still there, that's where we're going to stay, in our tomb. There's no resurrection. There's no life after this life. There's nothing for us. You read 1 Corinthians 15. The Apostle Paul uses that. If Christ isn't risen, we're not risen. But we still need to look, my friends. Amen. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You go on up in there, and you're in the mind of faith. You do not put any stones in your way. Get them out of there, because the Lord already removed it. You look in there and you hear a message. You listen to this message. And you stick with this message. You're looking for Christ who was crucified. He's risen. He is not here. And then, behold the place where the Lord, behold the place where they laid him. Come and see. Go and tell. Now, we left that expression, and that's in the Bible. Come and see. Mentioned a lot in John's writings. Revelation mentions it. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see. But you know, that's half the hinge. If you come and see, then you need to go and tell. Don't show and tell. Go and tell. Come and see. Go and tell. It's good enough to tell other folks. Not to save them, but yo, this is the greatest news the world has ever heard. He is risen. He is not here. Look, behold, they laid him here. He's not there. Where is he? He's risen. Now go tell the people. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm telling y'all. Well, you already know it, Brother Dave. Well, I'm telling you again. It's never boring when the Lord's involved. Hey, it's the greatest news in the world. Go your way. Tell his disciples. And Peter. Love that. I love it. You know why I think he said Peter? Because that boy denied him three times. He said, I'll be faithful, even unto death. I don't know. I don't know. Cursing. I don't know. Now, go tell Peter. He needs to hear this. Folks, the Lord knows what we have need of before we ask. He knows the sermon you need to hear before you know you need to hear it. Before it's even preached, he knows that sermon. And sometimes he'll send a messenger, a gospel minister, to preach a sermon just to you. Not that it won't benefit other people, but it's just for you. You don't think that happens? You bet it happens. It happens more times than you can remember. It's happened. You didn't even know it was happening. I've heard sermons. Yeah, that was all right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, Lord blessed him. Years later, man, that sermon. Yeah, I need that sermon right now. Wow. I think a lot of times he'll say to brethren, you go on up there and preach and you tell Dave. You tell Brother Dave. You tell everybody, but you make sure you tell Brother Dave. He may say it to all of y'all. Your name may be mentioned in heaven. Go tell so-and-so, but especially that so-and-so. You may be that so-and-so, and that's all right. Because that means the Lord loves you. And you're getting what you need. You tell his disciples, you tell Peter, he goeth before you to Galilee. There you shall see him as he said unto you. And they went quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. All right. Now. Now, one last little scripture about Mary Magdalene. We're not finished with her, and we're not really yet telling the apostles yet, because, you know, they kind of left. But I like Mary. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And sometimes we need, though, that second witness. Sometimes we need that third witness. And if we need that second witness or that third witness, the Lord is good to supply that second or third witness. So we go to the gospel according to John. John chapter 20. Oh, my. These are such blessed scriptures. Ah, man. start at the very first. John chapter 20. Go all the way to verse 31. We'll be here till midnight. Hope y'all aren't sitting on the third floor there by the window. We're not going to do that. Yeah, we'll start verse 11. Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping, and as she went, she stooped down and looked in the sepulcher. See two angels in white sitting, one at the head, one at the other, with the body of Christ laying. I love this. They said unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She said unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. First person our Lord appeared after his resurrection was Mary Magdalene. Last at the cross. There at the sepulcher. Stayed at the sepulcher. Friends, weeping endures for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But there's weeping. There's trouble in this world. There are problems. It's not a sin to weep. But when you see the Lord, it's time to stop weeping. But you may have seen the Lord and didn't know it was the Lord. You still don't know it was the Lord, but it still was the Lord, you know. She didn't know it was him now. Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She's supposing him to be the gardener. Said unto him, "Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said unto her, "Mary." That's all it took. She turned herself, said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Oh, he says our name. You know what, my beloved? There is a time when he said your name. In that biblical process that we call regeneration, being born again, he said your name. And you are alive. You responded. Your soul knew who it was. Your mind may not have, but your soul knew. As I like to tell people, your soul is a lot smarter than your brain. Because it's in tune. Mary. Sometimes we need to hear that again. Sometimes we need to hear Dave. David, I'm talking to you. Sometimes he needs to say it twice. Martha, Martha. Oh, yeah, I've gotten some of those. David, why did you do that? What were you thinking? Come on, let's talk about it. Mary. Master. Jesus said to her, "Touch me not, I have not yet sent it to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. What a life. What a wonderful, wonderful life of service and ministry to our Lord Jesus Christ. I just don't like what some folks have cheapened her, made her into some sort of harlot. You know, I think if she was, the Bible would have told us that she was. Rahab was, it told us. There's other people. Didn't say that about Mary Magdalene. She had seven devils. The Lord cleansed her of that. He's cleansed you of some things, folks, brothers and sisters in Christ. There's some things you need to get out of. Maybe that in the experience with our Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes that light surprises, that we have a refreshing. Man, I'm glad you sobered me up. I'm glad you turned me back. I'm repenting. I play the prodigal. I'm repented. Now, like Mary, she went right in service and ministered unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think she was given a special blessing in this conversation there at the tomb. Well, they all should have been there. She was there. She made it. She got there. I can't imagine how she must have felt when he said her name and her things just got clear and she saw him. Man, I tell you what, can't wait to heaven when I can see him like that. Until then, I'm all right with what we got. I'm not complaining. But if the Lord wanted to end this sermon by the last trump and the resurrection, amen and amen. That's a way to end the sermon, by the resurrection. I'm ready to go. But until then, I hope to be like Sister Mary and faithfully serve. God bless you. My prayer. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. We'll turn it over to Brother James.